Day 14, set up a way to get paid. All right, so in today's action step, you're going to make a decision about how to take payment. I'll just say right up front that if you've already made that decision, then this module is going to be really short. Like, there's not a whole lot to say about it. I will give you a couple options, a couple different tips. And before I close it out, I'll mention something about contracts as well, because I get a lot of questions about that. There are some simple and easy things you can do. But for the most part, the main thing is you've got to have a way to get paid. If you've got a website and you want to accept payment there, which you probably should, unless there's a really good reason not to, then you need some means of taking payment. So I'll go through three of the most common, easiest solutions that you might want to consider. Actually, let's make it four. I just see that I have a note for a fourth one. And of course, there are others as well. But let's start with PayPal. PayPal is tried and true. It is extremely simple. You probably have a PayPal account already. It's used in nearly every country in the world. Not all 193, because I've been to all 193. But it is used like widely around the world by something like 200 million customers or more. So I think I said something about in the book, like if you don't have a PayPal account, first pinch yourself to make sure that you haven't been sleeping through the past 20 years, then head to paypal.com and sign up for free. Really easy to add a button or link to your website to accept funds through PayPal, or you can also bill customers or clients directly through the system. And that's even gotten a lot easier over the years. Like, it used to be kind of a hassle. The person had to have a PayPal account on their end. Now they don't have to. They can pay with a credit card. And you can set up whether you're going to accept credit cards with different fees, whether you're only going to accept payments from PayPal balances. Like, there are a lot of options, and it's not that complicated at all. If you're looking for a setup that's similar, but maybe just a bit more elegant, looks nice, seamless. For a long time, I used the service Gumroad. You can check that out at gumroad.com. Maybe go through the flow process. I use this actually for the Side Hustle School workshops. It just allows for a bit more customization, really nice and smooth on the customer's end, kind of like Stripe, which I'll mention in a moment, but a lot easier to use on your end as a side hustler without being a developer. So PayPal, Gumroad. Third one is Shopify. If you sell products with a fixed quantity, as opposed to a service or a product with unlimited quantity, like an ebook or an app, Shopify is really great for having a shopping cart and managing your inventory. A lot of artists and people selling physical products of all kinds use Shopify. I'm a big fan of them myself, but I think they do a great job. And you can also use them to create a basic website right from their interface. And not only that, but the website can actually look good. They deliberately focus on serving individual sellers instead of big businesses. Despite the fact that they have hundreds of thousands of customers, they're kind of like ShipStation, which is another partner of the show. Big company, but really focused on small sellers, which I think is fantastic. So you can check that out for yourself. I actually have a free trial offer with them, shopify.com/sidehustle. The public free trial they have is like 7 or 14 days, but I have one that's 21 days. And then last, Stripe. You know, Stripe, this is a payment system that works with many other systems. This is a developer-centric solution in the sense that they kind of made this with an open API, which is great in lots of ways. But if you don't know how to code or customize, then it can actually be overwhelming. It is cheaper than PayPal. It is more customizable than Shopify or Gumroad, but it's also going to require a bit more setup. So I would say, like, if you know what you're doing, use this. Or if your hustle is going well and you want to take things to the next level, it might be worth investing a bit of time figuring it out or hiring somebody to do that for you. Because Stripe really is kind of a gold standard these days. Like, I'm sure you have checked out online using a Stripe system, even if you didn't realize it. So I've got some action steps for you. But first, let's just touch base on some simple contracts. This might come up in a later module, but it just seemed appropriate to put it here too. I get a lot of questions about it. A really basic contract doesn't have to be like super long, doesn't have to be pages and pages of boilerplate terms. I actually hate that. And a lot of other people hate that too. I feel like it's kind of excessive. But a basic contract just kind of says like what you're going to do, how much you'll be paid, and when you'll get paid. And it literally can be written out in an email just like that. Now, this is helpful in thinking through your offer as well, especially if you're a service provider. Maybe just answer these questions. What will you do? How much will you be paid? And when will you get paid? And if you just get in the habit of communicating with potential clients and customers like that, it really can solve 80% of your problems. Not to say you shouldn't at some point have a more formal contract, but just clear communication goes a long way. All right, so a couple of action steps here. Like, your main call to action is going to be, you know, make sure you have a way to get paid. But to break it down even further, because tomorrow we're going to talk about workflows, which is all about breaking things down into really small steps to make sure you can complete your project. Your steps are going to be to settle on a simple payment system. Could be PayPal, Gumroad, Shopify, Stripe, something else. Then decide on the payment options you'll accept, you know, credit card, check, bank transfer, gold, Bitcoin, other cryptocurrency. It's a crazy world these days. Then it could get a little bit more complicated if you're doing like freelance work where you need a deposit. Some funds are payable at a certain point, other funds are payable later. So if that's your industry, that's the business you're going into, you want to think about that. If not, keep it simple. Just do everything as a one-time payment. It will make your life easier. And I think some customers appreciate it too. I personally, as a customer, always just happy to pay. So before you go on, make sure you have a way to get paid. That's always a good thing. And in the next module, we're going to talk about workflows, which are pretty important. So stay tuned. I'll see you then.